39 in our red hymnals. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father, we pray that you would come tonight and manifest your presence here in our midst. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would reveal to us the glory of our Savior. Lord, we long to see you and to know you as more precious. And so, Lord, this night as we look to the cross and the work at Calvary, Lord, would you help us to understand a little bit more the depth of your great love and mercy and grace, and how you have reached us, Lord, unworthy. So, Lord, we come with hearts full of adoration and wonder and awe of a God who would stoop low and redeem. And so we will exalt this precious name of Jesus, the name, the only name under heaven by which we're saved. We exalt you. We praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Now let's sing this number 39. Praise you, Jesus.
49.
Alleluia. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name.
Apostle Paul once fought against that name of Jesus, and he couldn't stand the thought of anybody worshiping someone who claimed that raised from the dead. It was hard for him to grasp that, and he persecuted people far and wide, but then he came to know him. Came to know him personally, like our sister said, she came to know the Lord. And it's a different thing when you get to know the Lord. There's a hymn that says, "Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus?" And I thank God that I know Jesus.
Yes.
And that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And his power is just the same today. And where I've been ministering, we've seen his hand of mercy touch people in Mexico and Nicaragua and South Texas. And how Jesus just meets people right where they are. It's amazing. And lives are changed. Lives are transformed by the power of God with just an encounter with Jesus. Not religion, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see the transformations in hearts and lives. And I just thank God that I could be in a place tonight where not only we sing about him, but you could feel the presence of God. Praise and you could receive the touch of God. God only knows how I came here to the camp and what I was feeling in my soul. Just the desire and the hunger. And just when they started playing those instruments, I could just feel the presence of God. And it just is so wonderful to walk with Jesus. It's so wonderful to serve the living God and to know your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That means all the world. Hallelujah. I just thank him I could be here tonight, and may God bless each and everyone.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Praise. Yes.